Mobile 2, NC9B. Zero TR, NC9B.
9V, KN4, GTM.
Didn't know you would be listening today. How are you doing, NC9V?
Doing, sound like nobody wants to talk to you.
Like Tom. Tom's usually the talker.
Sorry, I had my volume down, duh. N0TR.
I was hurt getting in, but I chatted to find out where you were going. Got my sons in there with me in 4 GTM.
KN4 GTM, be on the side.
Oh, we don't need to do that. I'm not here for long, but I apologize. I did my call sign. I had turned the volume down for some reason. We're just a few blocks away from Aldi's and wanted to say hello to the NC9 gentleman. I forgot your name this morning. I'm getting senile.
Name is Leon. Noel, spelled backwards, Leon. NC9B. And while you're at Aldi's there, go to the frozen food section. They have a little plastic case with little Bavarian cream pies. The wife and I call them torpedoes. Get your box of them.
And Bernice likes that Bavarian cream in the Long John's down there at that donut shop at Edwards Road. Wow, they got some good donuts there.
Some of these torpedoes, my wife and I, we love them. And I haven't found anybody don't like them yet. But Dean, sorry about your call there. I said N. Yeah, oh my gosh, can't remember. KN4 GTM. But pick it up, Dean.
Fine, gentlemen. Have a little conversation. I'm getting ready to pull up the job site. So be out of the truck for a little bit. KN4 GTM, be clear.
Shop well at all.
I'm going to park in the waiting for groceries one here. Now just have to give me a ticket.
I'm sorry, Tom. I doubled with you.
Oh, that's all right, Leon. I said there isn't any handicap things here, and Bernice needs a new hip, and she can walk, but not all that far. So come on, park in where you stop for groceries there. And you mentioned Noel. That's ironic. Used to ride my motorcycle down to Nome, Missouri. Did you ever hear of that?
Nome what?
Nome, Missouri. People, they send envelopes down there every year to the post office to get them postmarked with N-O-E-L on it. And it's a very popular place in Missouri. It'd be up in northwest Missouri. I used to ride my motorcycle down there when I had a 250 Yamaha YDS3. And you drive right under the cliffs that were hanging out over the highway. It's really a pretty place, right along Elk River.
Tom runs a motorcycle ride, but I've never heard of that one. I mean, we've been to Daytona Bike Week a couple of times, went to Myrtle Beach Bike Week a couple of times, went to Washington, D.C. a couple of times. It's all on motorcycles. I've had all kind of different bikes all throughout my life. Even rode a police motorcycle there in Charleston. That was one of my almost first assignments. And then we started a motor unit up here in Hendersonville. And been riding all my life. So, yeah. But I've never heard of that one.
Well, I'll tell you, another place to go, we used to ride in groups down to the Trail of Tears when I had a 750 Suzuki 3-cylinder water cool. They called it a water buffalo. It was a beautiful bike. It had a big king and queen seat on it. But we'd ride down there and go to, we'd go through Heber, Oklahoma, and south of there. And they called it the Trail of Tears. And then they had another place called the Rooney Stones at Poto, Oklahoma. And they said the inscriptions were from the old boys over in Europe that terrorized everybody. And that was back when the oceans were clear over that. I'm trying to think of their names. But those stones have carvings in them. They're kind of famous. But we go down and go up on the top of Rich Mountain, and there's a Wilhelmina Inn, and the Duchess of, or Queen of one of the countries over in Europe, Denmark, she visited there. And up on top of Rich Mountain, the Kansas City Southern Railroad has a little miniature railroad that runs around the Queen Wilhelmina Inn. And it's got a park there where you can put a tent out, and that's what we did. And then an inn up there. It's quite a beautiful ride, I'll tell you that, if you still ride.
And what was the name of that place again?
Wilhelmina Inn. Don't ask me to spell that. I've flunked hooked on phonics. But gorgeous area. And you talk about the twisties. It's about like the tail of the dragon down there. It's really got them, and there's a lot of beautiful lakes in the Ouachita National Forest. It's absolutely worth seeing, I'll tell you that for sure. But if, I think if you Google Queen Wilhelmina Inn, you'll pick it up. And then the Trail of Tears. And I can't remember all the highways. It's been too many years ago, Leon.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, Tom. Queen Wilhelmina Lodge. And it's by the Queen Wilhelmina State Park.
Right. It's, I think it's a little over 2,000 feet. It's the highest point down there. And it's you can book rooms ahead of time there. And it's casual. And it's just a beautiful area of the country.
There's part of the Arkansas State Park system. Yeah, I'll have to check into that. That looks like a lot of fun.
The Trail of Tears, it had to do with, and I'm guessing here now, moving of the Indians to Florida, I think it was. And it was a bad situation, if you know what I mean. And so they called it the Trail of Tears. But that's the highway down there, and oh, we went through Nome on the way down there, I think. But Nome, Missouri is a beautiful place, and you can rent canoes and all of that. And that Elk River is absolutely clear as a stream. It's just beautiful. And it's kind of a touristy place also. But you know, like I said, the cliffs hang out over the highway. It's really neat. Well, Leon, I hope give you some good information there some more. I'll try to remember some more about it, but I'm 76 years old and I forgot some of that. That's been about, oh, I don't know, 40 years ago. I get in there with Bernice, NC9V, November 0, Tango Romeo, 73. Leon, have a good day.
You the same. And yeah, there's a bunch of trails there. Really, it's interesting. I'll have to take a look at that. And, don't forget to pick up them torpedoes while you're in there. 73 Tom, have a great day. Thanks for the information. Looks promising. NC9V.